Welcome back, everybody. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. I'm Randy.
Hey, it's Bob.
Good morning. We got Michael in the studio with us today as well.
I made it on time this week. I decided I should actually show up at 9 when the show actually begins.
That's good.
I think last time, what did I roll in? 10:45?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't hit it too hard last night, is what that means.
I was on mountain time.
Yeah. Well, now you're on grilling time, so that's awesome. We're happy you're here, Michael. Say we got a busy segment coming up here. Going to talk a little bit about our grilling class out at Zager's Pool and Spa. Got a little gadget that's coming up. It's maybe many of you have seen it, but good to know. You know, I'm a little partial to charcoal, fire over gas, and sometimes it's a little challenge to get the charcoal started. So we've got a gadget that can help you with that. Barbecue Bob's going to talk about planning a barbecue party in your backyard. So, but let's get started. What's this class coming up, Bob?
Well, that's one of our classes that comes in with Chris Marks. He's going to be at Zager's Pool and Spa. And this class will be in their Jamestown location. And I'm telling everybody now so that Michael can witness it, so that you can't say now, I told you too late.
Get me over the pride thing that I've got, because I've been on a good one now since November, and just did another shoulder last weekend. Got it out on the patio that I built for the smoker this time. I didn't have it like wedged into a snowbank for the first time in 2011.
When you say shoulder, you tore your rotator?
Yeah, again. No, put another pork shoulder out there. Had a great time, and now I've got it to the point where I'm easy breezy with that particular cut. I've done enough of them to where I set it, forget it. It's 250 degrees. I went about cleaning up the yard and et cetera. But get me past the pride as a guy that thinks he knows what he's doing, thinks he knows how to grill, how he likes stuff to taste, to go to a class, because that's something that, you know, any alpha dog's going to hear that. I don't need no stinking class to grill.
That's a good point.
What kind of stupid thing is that?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I've got in my mind is, you know, no guy wants to do that, and we're still no guy wants to want that or need it. You know, so talk to me, what are these classes? When you say class, everybody thinks about sitting at a desk and whatnot.
Well, Randy's been to a couple. Now, let's get Randy's.
Yeah, you know, Michael, it's hands-on. I have been to a couple of these, and, you know, while I don't contend to be an expert, I learn something every time that I go to one of these.
You're not an expert, but you play one on the radio.
Right, yeah. But it's about the preparation of the meat. It's about the seasoning of the meat, trimming it, if you will, so that there's not too much fat on the meat, getting it ready to cook. It's not so much about the cooking of it, but it's the spices and the preparation and then the application of how much heat and when. And then we talked about smoke. Many of you know that Bob and I are awfully fond of smoking meat, but what does that really mean? Where does the smoke come from? So you learn that different kinds of hardwoods and fruit woods and things, that once you get your fire going, you put a little bit of that wood on there. When do you put it on? How much do you put on? Those are all things that get answered at this class.
Tune in.
Well, it sounds like a great way to pick up tips and techniques. It's just something that I know my wife was actually joking about it, because I was talking to her about this. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to get out to Zager's for the next one. And she goes, really? You? Because we were on our honeymoon, and we had those little Hobie Cat boats. And the guy's like, you ever sail before? I'm like, yeah, I sailed all the time. Oh. Well, we were 100 yards offshore. She's like, when have you sailed? I'm like, I've never sailed before. I'm not telling him. Yeah. I'm not taking some damn instruction on something I can figure out.
That was a little know-it-all jab she gave you there.
Well, absolutely. I'm like, people have been doing this since the 1500s. How complicated can it be? I'll figure it out. You know,
right.
I have two functioning frontal lobes.
It's like reading a manual.
Well, and there you go. That's just it. When it occurred to me that in thinking about these classes that, you know, you're going to sit and get speeched to, and you know, there'd be finger wagging and whatnot.
Here's the deal. Here's why you do it. Because you don't want to be that guy that screws up the meal at the wrong time. Because you want to bring your game to a new level.
Right.
Because you've got a chance to have the winningest competition barbecue man in the planet teaching you secrets. The dude's totally open about how he got 8-9 world championships, you know. I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
So if you're going to learn from somebody, this would be a good guy to learn from.
It's only $75 or $80. I think it's...
$80, yeah.
$80. You know, there are guys that have won it once that sell their class for $400.
Right.
And, okay, if you win it once, I've never won the Raw. I've never even competed. They don't even ask me to go because they're like, oh, yeah, would you carry my charcoal?
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We're talking about a grilling class that's going to go on at Zager's on May the 17th. out in Jamestown. It's $80, going to run from 10 to 2. Michael asked the question is, why can't I just sail my boat around in circles?
Hey, you know what's funny is I ended up stuck for an hour in the bay when the wind died down and didn't know what to do. So we floated around like a bobber for a while. And believe me, an hour spent floating aimlessly on a sailboat with a chattering brand new wife who's giving you the business, it's a lot longer than an hour.
Well, just think about that. If the same thing's happening, it's a metaphor, but think about it in your backyard. As you put together, you got a bunch of people over.
I don't know what
you're
happened.
Sailing in your backyard.
Stop, yeah. Stuck.
Some people live on lakes.
Help.
But
call the Coast Guard.
Where I'm going with that is that you got a bunch of people around and you profess to be a grilling pro and your meat doesn't turn out on the grill. It kind of dampens your party a little bit. So that's what this is all about is you're not going to sit there. It's very participatory as well. You're actually, I'll go on a limb. As you're handling meat, you're seasoning meat, you're trimming the meat, you're preparing it to be grilled, and everybody gets their own preparation at the class. It's not like you're watching a video. It's very participatory.
That's twice you've dropped the word participatory.
Yeah.
It's because he can say it.
That's some sort of syllable maximum right there. You redlined Saturday morning. Congratulations.
It's easier for me to say than skewer.
Somewhere there's somebody just getting up behind the wheel went cross-eyed right there. Like, what? Worcester. So anyway, how do they get a hold of Zegers if they want to book and make sure that they're in there? Because these things aren't terribly big.
Now you want me to give you the phone number? Sorry, I'm not there.
Or a website? Or
yeah, just hit Zegers. I think it's Zeger Pools. And spa.com, but it's Zegers out of Jamestown.
Throw it in the Google.
Yeah. They're pretty easy to find. You can probably even find it in the Yellow Pages.
I'm doing it as we speak, but I'm going to go ahead. Say something barbecue.
That was really good preparation. Well, so the reason is because, number one, the price is great. To get a chance to pick somebody's brain who's already made all the mistakes that most of us are trying to make right now. And I mean, we really constantly work on that game and getting and I think this class is going to be like ribs and chicken, and ribs are the trickiest thing anybody ever has to try and make right.
And if you want to get a hold of them, actually, you can call them at 616-896-9313. That's 616-896-9313 or zegerspoolspa.com.
yeah, there you go, Ryan. Now you owe us $50.
So, Bob, you go to class and you learn all this great new technique from Chris Marks, which is, again, he's an incredible teacher. We're lucky to have him in West Michigan. He is one of a handful of just truly industry experts, and the guy comes out and gives you 4 hours of his time, and you walk away with knowledge and a good new technique. But so you do that, and you're going to have a little barbecue party in your backyard. So what's that look like? You want to put a party together. What are some of the components of that?
Well, I think staging a party around your grill is what a lot of us do anyway. I guess my thought is just putting a little more thought into it, and maybe if you want to have fun on your back deck this summer, do like some of the breweries do and just have a little beer tasting. You know, do a little pairing party where you actually research and you find a few things you can make on your grill and your smoker and in a crock pot, and you come out with little appetizers and entrees and tastes, and you pair it up with a beer and you make a little fun out of it. And so my thought is you get your buddy who's the beer snob, who knows everything about beer, and you get him to pair the beers up, and then you get another friend and his wife to do a certain hors d'oeuvre, and you just put the thing together and you get 10-15 people together and just kind of do your own gig.
This is really a way for you to host a party without having to do any of the work. You're like, I got a beer guy, an appetizer guy. If I could just get somebody to run this grill, I could put my feet up.
It's kind of underneath everything.
It's not bad.
That's one of the grilling guys. And, you know, as we talked about in an earlier segment, this is wine month, the month of April in Michigan. And, you know, if you've got a little seafood appetizer, maybe some shrimp or something, you put a nice little Riesling out there with it. If you wanted to have a glass of wine or
wine
chicken
pairing, absolutely. Right. The same exact thing. Or maybe the way to do it is to have a little grilling competition in your backyard, you know, grilling in the hood, where you get all these braggarts around the neighborhood to come in and challenge them, you know, just throw down.
Yeah, everybody tries to make, you can either do it as a competition where everybody grills the same thing or everybody grills something a little different. So when it's done, you got a lot of things to try.
That's right.
Yeah, That'd be awesome.
Joppy, you got participatory twice and Riesling once, all in the first hour of the show. Stop it.
I've been studying.
I need a thesaurus to sit in this room with you. Like, what did he just say? I think he called my mom a name. I don't know what he said.
So that's it. That's great, Bob, putting the together the barbecue party in the backyard. I think it's a great idea. Spring has sprung, and we're ready to do that. Coming up in the next hour, we've got a few things that we're going to throw at you that are maybe just a little bit different. I've got a marinating chart that I want to go through. A lot of guys don't know much about marinating. We're going to talk a bit about what different kinds of foods. There's a wine event coming up at the end of the month that Notos is hosting, and we're going to talk a little bit more about naming the pig, so stay right with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.